Class 7, Subject Geography, Chapter Australia, continuation of the chapter. In this audio, we will be discussing the second major physical division of the continent of Australia, that is the Central Lowlands. These lowlands lie between the Western Plateau and the Eastern Highland. It extends from the Gulf of Carpentaria in the north across the continent to the southern shores of Australia. The central lowlands can be divided into three parts. The Great Artesian Basin, number one. Second is Lake Eyre Basin. And the third is the Murray-Darling Basin. Let us first discuss the Great Artesian Basin. This is the largest and the deepest basin in the world and is famous for its underground water. The water is often hot and it has very high salt content. The water of the Artesian Basin is very useful for cattle rearing. Look at the picture of the Artesian well, which is given below. It shows three layers of rocks. The first and the third layers of rocks, which are shown with brown color, are impermeable layers of rock. Whereas the second layer, which is shown with blue color, is a permeable layer of rock. Now, what is the difference between impermeable layer of rock and permeable layer of rock? Impermeable means the rock layer through which water cannot pass. Whereas permeable layer means the rock layer through which water can easily pass. Therefore, in an Artesian basin, when a well is dug along the permeable layer of rock, due to release of the pressure, the water comes out to the surface through this well, forming an Artesian well. Let us read the paragraph given below the diagram. An Artesian well in Australia's Great Artesian Basin is the largest and the most productive source of confined water in the world. This scene shows the Piliga Bore in northwestern New South Wales. Artesian well is a well from which water flows out by itself. There are two types of artesian well. They are flowing and non-flowing. Next we come to Lake Eyre Basin. This basin lies in the middle of the central lowlands. Most of the rivers in Australia flow through this lowland are not able to reach the sea. But they fall into the inland lakes. Thus, a great part of central lowland around the Lake Eyre Basin is a region of inland drainage. Due to very little rainfall, much of the lowland of Australia remains dry. Next we come to the Murray-Darling Basin. The Murray-Darling Basin is made by the most important river system of Australia, that is River Murray and River Darling. This region is located in the southern part of Australia. This river is the main river of Australia and is snow fed, that is, it contains enough water. Next we come to the Eastern Highlands. These highlands run parallel to the eastern coast of Australia, starting from Cape York Peninsula and continuing till the island of Tasmania. These highlands are a series of elevated plateaus.